With Hollywood resurrecting so many franchises, it was just a matter of time before they made another Alien film.
This place gives me the creeps.
Alien Romulus goes back to the roots of the original 1979 movie about a monster on a spaceship. The would-be victims are interplanetary miners trying to escape to a better life. They just picked the wrong ship to hitch a ride.
There she is. You want to break in and steal highly regulated equipment.
This could be our only ticket out of here.
With the exception of the first two films, the Alien movies have always been a real mixed bag, and that's kind of true here. Historically, even when they tried something new, it didn't go well. At least this movie takes some big swings, which enriches the overall story and offers loads of Easter eggs.
Something's hunting us.
Open the door, come on!
Run.
I did struggle to get past the first half knowing what's coming. I mean, after 45 years, doesn't everybody know what the xenomorph aliens are all about?
Stop playing around, man. Just get up.
I'm not playing around. There's something in the water.
What do you mean there's something in the water?
I don't know. There's just something in the water.
Fortunately, the film mostly stays fresh, though it can be hampered by some weak characterization and murky cinematography. But by the time the credits rolled, I thought it was a worthy installment in the franchise.
Whatever comes, we'll face it together.
Let's go.
Alien Romulus gets 3 facehuggers out of 5. I'm Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.